Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth canto, chapter 7. What text do you have? 40? Okay. So there are many verses without purports. So we'll do this rapidly so we can get to the verse with the purport, which is text 12 in the next chapter.
Yaya Gupta Sahasrakcho Jigye Sura Kamur Vibhu Tam Praha Sa Mahendraya Vishwarupa Udara Di Yaya Gupta Sahasraksho Jigye Sura Kamur Vibhu.
Sorry, sometimes I get mixed up between Spanish and Sanskrit. Jigye Sura Chamur Vibhu
Tam Praha Samahendraya Vishwarupa Udaradi
Yaya Gupta Sahasraksho Jigye Sura Chamur Vibhu Tam Praha Samahendraya Vishwarupa Udaradi. Madhijis. Yaya, by which Guptaha protected Sahasra Akshaha, the thousand-eyed demigod, Indra, Jigye, conquered Asura of the demons, Chamuhu, military power, Vibhuhu, becoming very powerful, Tam, that, Praha, spoke, Saha, he, Mahendraya, and to the King of Heaven, Mahendra, Vishwarupaha, Vishwarupa, Udaradi, very broad-minded. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Vishwarupa, who is most liberal, spoke to King Indra, Sahasraksha, the secret hymn that protected Indra and conquered the military power of the demons. So now we're reading from chapter 8, the Narayan Kavacha Shield. Shall I read the introduction? Or shall I just go? Okay. This chapter describes how Indra, the king of heaven, was victorious over the soldiers of the demons. And it also describes the shield of the Vishnu mantra. To take protection from this shield, one must first touch kusha grass and wash one's mouth with achaman mantras. One should observe silence . I just want to say one thing that happened. It's a little humorous. I was training up a new bhakta, here Achman mantras are described, are talked about. He's training up a new bhakta, and he's offering tulsi puja. And he started offering the puja without purifying his hands. Prabhu, I said, first you have to say Achman. So he said, Achman. And then he wanted. One should observe silence and then place the 8-syllable Vishnu mantra on the parts of his body and place the 12-syllable mantra on his hands. The 8-syllable mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya. This mantra should be distributed all over the front and back of the body. The 12-syllable mantra, which begins with the pranava omkara, is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. One syllable should be placed on each of the fingers and should be preceded by the pranava omkara. Thereafter, one must chant Om Vishnave Namaha, which is a 6-syllable mantra. One must progressively place the syllables of the mantra on the heart, the head, between the two eyebrows, on the sika, and between the eyes. And then one should chant Maha Astraya Pat, and with this mantra, protect himself from all directions. Na Devo Devam Archayet. One who has not risen to the level of a deva cannot chant this mantra. According to this direction of the Shastra, one must think himself qualitatively non-different from the Supreme. After finishing this dedication, one must offer a prayer to the 8-armed Lord Vishnu, who sits on the shoulders of Garudadev. One also has to think of the fish incarnation, Vamana, Kurma, Shringa, Varaha, Parashuram, Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshman, Naranarayan, Dadatreya, an empowered incarnation, Kapila, Sanat Kumar, Hayagriva, Narada Deva, the incarnation of a devotee, Dhanvantari, Vishavadev, Yajna, Balaram, Vyasadev, Buddhadev, and Keshava. One should also think of Govinda, the master of Vrindavan, and one should think of Narayan, the master of the spiritual sky. One should think of Madhusudana, Tridam, Madhava, Rishikesh, Padmanabha, Janardhan, Damodar, and Vishveshvara, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. They're offering prayers to the Lord's personal expansions, known as the Svamsa and Shaktivesh avatars. One should pray to the weapon of Lord Narayan, such as the Sudarshan, Gada, Shanka, Gajja, and Bo. After explaining this process, Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikit how Vishwarupa, the brother of Vitrasura, described the glories of the Narayan Kavacha to Indra. Texts 1 through 12. King Parikit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, "My Lord, kindly explain the Vishnu mantra armor that protected King Indra and enabled him to conquer his enemies along with their carriers and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds. Please explain to me that Narayan armor by which King Indra achieved success in battle, conquering the enemies who were endeavoring to kill him." Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "King Indra, the leader of the demigods, inquired about the armor known as Narayan Kavacha from Vishwarup, who was engaged by the demigods as their priest. Please hear Vishwarupa's reply with great attention." Vishwarupa said, "If some form of fear arrives, one should first wash his hands and legs clean and then perform Achman by chanting this mantra. Om pavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmared pundarikaksham sa baya bayantara suchi. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Then one should touch kusa grass and sit gravely and silently facing north. When completely purified, one should touch the mantra composed of 8 syllables to the 8 parts of his body and touched the mantra composed of 12 syllables to his hands. Thus, in the following manner, he should bind himself with the Narayan coat of armor. First, while chanting the mantra composed of 8 syllables, Om Namo Narayanaya, beginning with the pranava, the syllable Om, one should touch his hands to 8 parts of his body, starting with the 2 feet and progressing systematically to the knees, thighs, abdomen, heart, chest, mouth, and head. Then one should chant the mantra in reverse, beginning from the last syllable, Ya, while touching the parts of his body in the reverse order. These 2 processes are known as Utpati Nyasa and Samhara Nyasa, respectively. Text 7. Then one should chant the mantra composed of 12 syllables, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Preceding each syllable by the Omkara, one should place the syllables of the mantra on the tips of his fingers, beginning with the index finger of the right hand and concluding with the index finger of the left. The 4 remaining syllables should be placed on the joints of the thumbs. One must then chant the mantra of 6 syllables, Om Vishnave Namaha. One should place the syllable Om on his heart, the syllable V on the top of his head, the syllable Sa between his eyebrows, the syllable Na on his tuft of hair, Sika, and the syllable Ve between his eyes. The chanter of the mantra should then place the syllable Na on all the joints of his body and meditate on the syllable Ma as being a weapon. He should thus become the perfect personification of the mantra. Thereafter, adding Visarga to the final syllable Ma, he should chant the mantra Ma Astraya Pat in all directions, beginning from the east. In this way, all directions will be bound by the protective armor of the mantra. After finishing this chanting, one should think himself qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of 6 opulences and is worthy to be meditated upon. Then one should chant the following protective prayer to Lord Narayan, the Narayan Kavacha. 12. And this is the verse that has the purport. The Supreme Lord, who sits on the back of the bird Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet, holds 8 weapons: conch shell, disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bow, and ropes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead protect me at all times with his 8 arms. He is all-powerful because he fully possesses the 8 mystic powers, anima, lagima, etc. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Thinking oneself one with the Supreme is called ahangrahopasana. Through ahangrahopasana, one does not become God, but he thinks of himself as qualitatively one with the Supreme. This is referring to the previous verse. After finishing this chanting, the verse says, one should think himself qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One does not be through ahangrahopasana, one does not become God, but he thinks of himself as qualitatively one with the Supreme. Understanding that as a spirit soul, he is equal in quality to the Supreme Soul, the way the water of a river is of the same nature as the water of the sea, one should meditate upon the Supreme Lord as described in this verse and seek his protection. The living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme. Consequently, their duty is to always seek the mercy of the Lord in order to be protected by him in all circumstances. Magyanatamrandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpaturubhyas Chayakriva Sindhavyeva Chayam Ptitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So we have other methods for begging for the mercy of the Lord. Actually, Prabhupada never specifically recommended that we chant the Narayan Kavacha Shield. It's a little complicated, perhaps too complicated for us. Chanting Hare Krishna is a lot easier. In this day and age, just like during the installation ceremony of Krishna Balaram, Prabhupada invited all the Brahmins, Vrindavan, to chant all these mantras. And the ceremony went on for quite some time, a couple of days, I think. Prabhupada said, actually, chanting Hare Krishna is sufficient, but for the sake of our position in Vrindavan, and the way that people see us, and we've gotten the assistance of these Brahmins. And also, for protection, we chant prayer to Lord Nisringadev every day, begging for his mercy. Actually, the program of sadhana that we followed, we're always begging for mercy. We're begging mercy from the Panchatattva, so that we can chant nicely, without offense. We're begging mercy from Prabhupada. O Master, be merciful to us. Give us the shade of your lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. The holy name is a prayer, begging for the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So actually, we're always begging for Krishna's mercy. Sometimes we don't think about it, but actually that's what these prayers are about, because we're so much dependent on Krishna. And this program of sadhana that we follow helps remind us that we're dependent on Krishna and gives us the facility to express that dependence. I like it, Swami Prabhu, when you read the Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning. It's the first, we've been to a lot of temples. This is the first time I've heard another verse in purport, and it's beautiful, because it's all there. Sometimes devotees in different temples, they read little quips of this and that. It was so potent to hear that, because it gets your consciousness completely fixed, because in every purport that Prabhupada gives, he gives the complete Siddhanta, sums it all up in a few words, or perhaps a few more words, but it's always summed up right there. So actually there's nothing better to fix our minds than that, because as Krishna explains, bhogaishvaya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam, that the tendency is to be, or the conditioning is to be bewildered by material opulence and sense gratification, and take shelter of these things rather than take shelter of Krishna. Just like in the second canto, that verse, those devoid of atmatattva, they take shelter of fallible soldiers, like the home, wife, children, etc. And because of this, they lose sight of their impending doom, lose sight of their death. They can't see things properly because of that attachment to material opulence and sense gratification. So no question of begging for Krishna's mercy, although once Radha Swami told of how there are some Indians, many Indians actually, they come describing the scene in Chapa, that many come and they pray fervently before the deities. It's very impressive to see how fervently they're praying, he was saying. And then he realized at one point that what were they praying for? Praying for material opulence. What is that? Give me a wife, a house, and a color TV. Jaya Jagadisha Hari. So it's like that. So they do pray for mercy, but not the mercy that they really need. The mercy that we need is the ability to to focus in service. And that's what the Hare Krishna mantra is. Oh, my Lord, my energy of Lord, please engage me in your service. And to be protected by the Lord means to always be under the protection of that service. Otherwise, we forget. Material energy is so strong. Just like Yudhisthira was asked, you know, what the most wonderful thing is. What is Ahani, Ahani, Bhutani, Gachantiya, Yamalaya, that everyone is dying, but somehow or other, we don't realize that the same thing will happen to us. We don't focus on that. Of course, as you get older, unless you're completely bewildered, and in modern society, people have ways of remaining completely bewildered. Unless you're completely bewildered, you start thinking about your impending death. Like a young person thinks, well, you know, my life is just so long. It's never going to happen. Or they think like that. Just like when you go on summer vacation when you're a kid. Like, school's never going to start again. Summer vacation is so long. But then, after a while, you start counting the days that you have left. So it's like that. When you get old, it's Krishna's special arrangement. He helps us become more sober because our impending death is there. How many years left? Maybe 15, maybe 10, maybe 5, or who knows? Because in that sense, we're all about to die. We don't never know when we're going to leave our bodies. It's nice to be able to think like that. But if a person's so bewildered, Prabhupada gives the example of the goats on the slaughterhouse line. You know that example? They're having sex. They know they're going to be slaughtered, but they're having sex. It's not that they can really start chanting Hare Krishna to elevate their consciousness, but that analogy is there, because if we don't elevate ourselves beyond that frame of consciousness, the same thing will be going on. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. So we say, chant Hare Krishna, for tomorrow you may die. So the idea of being in that frame of consciousness where we're always begging for mercy is very, very helpful for us, very sweet. And we can remain in that consciousness if we're associating nicely with the devotees. Prabhupada, I had a long conversation with Tamal Krishna Maharaj once. This is when they were in Bombay, and for some reason it was more convenient for certain devotees, materially convenient, to live far away from the temple downtown Bombay. And Prabhupada was very disturbed by that idea. He said, because if you leave the association of devotees, if you're so far away, if you can't attend the temple program, then you'll definitely fall down, you'll definitely fall away. So that's what's so nice about these communities. And Prabhupada had the vision. And when he came to L.A., had Karandhar Prabhu purchase these properties. And so many devotees can live so close to the temple. It's like that in Dallas and Houston as well. A couple of other temples, not so many, but where there is a community, devotees feel great, great shelter. And protection from Krishna and from the other devotees. Just like what happens with a materialist, an ordinary family, when they're dying, what happens? They go to a hospital, or maybe they're taken care of by someone at home. But how much support are they given? Maybe a priest will come or a rabbi will come. How much support are they given at the time of death? How much support a devotee is given at the time of or even as a devotee is becoming less and less healthy and approaching death, and at the time of death, so much support is there. It becomes so auspicious to be able to be in a situation like this for every reason. So when I came to the temple again, I was appreciating that very, very much, because we were here in 1973. Prabhupada was here. I just moved from Buffalo. And seeing Prabhupada's vision and seeing how things have gradually expanded throughout the years. And such a wonderful place to take shelter. Sometimes we take this for granted because we're here every day. Think about all the problems, or think about all the things that we need to have that we don't have yet in terms of community, et cetera, et cetera. So much has been given by Krishna and developed by the hard work of the devotees, Savasvabhu and his team, and so many others throughout the years. It enables us to be situated in this consciousness that Prabhupada is talking about here, taking shelter of Krishna up until the time of death. So there's one nice... when I saw this word mercy, I thought of that. We like to sing from time to time. You might not have heard it before. And it's written by Narottam Das Thakur. Beautiful song that helps put us in this mood that Srila Prabhupada is talking about, always begging for the mercy, always seeking the mercy of the Lord. And it's called Garanga Karuna Koro. Do you know that one? You've sung it? You have? Oh, you'll see. I'll pass it out now. And as we pass it out, because there's not much time left, I'll read the translation. It's so nice to sing these bhajans, because the mood that's given by the acharya, the mood that's felt by the acharya, in this case Srila Narottam Das Thakur, is the mood that ultimately we need to have also. And by chanting these bhajans, it helps us enter or begin entering into this mood. We can't enter into it completely, but we develop the desire to enter into it. And we can enter into it a little bit. And in that way, feel ourselves more and more connected with the emotions that we're supposed to be feeling in order to be established nicely in our relationship with Krishna, which involves, as Prabhupada is explaining here, begging for mercy. Begging for mercy also means begging for more service. That's mercy as well, to keep us connected. So the more humbly we can feel ourselves, the more dependent, the more needy we feel ourselves for this mercy, the more fallen we present ourselves, the more Krishna is inclined to give us his mercy. Just like you see someone who's really, really, really in bad shape physically, or needs so much help in one way or another, you feel inclined to help that person. So if we're expressing this to Krishna, we're showing Krishna that we're turning towards him rather than trying to seek shelter in something material, and presenting ourselves in a humble way. This is how we get Krishna's mercy. So this is what Narottam Das Thakur is doing. And it's so nice just to even meditate on the picture on the bottom, because it's the devotional mood that we like to have as devotees, humbly prostrating ourselves before the Lord. So I'll read the translation. Raise your hands if you know this bhajan, just so I get some idea. Okay, a couple of you. Okay. Where have you chanted it? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? So, translation. Oh, my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. O Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. This is the chorus that we sing after each following line. So we might not feel exactly like we're the most fallen. We might feel like we're a little fallen. That's enough to be able to feel some emotion. So this is the chorus that we all chant together. So it's nice if we're mindful of that translation. Holding grass between my teeth, O Lord Gaur, I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. If you do not give your mercy, seeing how fallen I am, then why are you known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? I am plunged amidst the violent, hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there is no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean, birth and death. Narottam Das, the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly makes this prayer. So we sing the first line responsively first time, and then the second stanza responsively. And when we're done with the second stanza, Hridaya Mandire, chanting that second line two times, then we go back to the first stanza, and we all sing it together, just once through, all together. And then we go to the third stanza, etc., like that. Mridanga. So, Prabhu, the way we do it, it's... what about the Prabhu? It's slow until we get to the chorus, and then you double time it, okay? And everyone can clap during the chorus. It's quite an event, actually.
Goranga karuna koro Dina hina jane.
Everybody.
Goranga karuna koro Dina hina jane. Samopa tita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Samopa tita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Dante china dori gora daki etuma. Dante china dori gora daki etuma. Tipakari eso ama Hridaya Mandire. Tipakori Eso Ama Vidaya Mandire. Everybody, Goranga Karuna Koro Dina Ina Jane No Samo Patita Prabhu Naichi Bhuvane. Jare Dayana Karibe Patita Dekhiya Jare Dayana Karibe Patita Dekhiya Patita Pavana Nama Kisera Lagiya Patita Pavana Nama Kisera Lagiya Everybody Goranga Karuna Koro Dina Ina Jane Mosamo Patita Prabhu Naichi Bhuvane. Parechi Baba Tupane Naika Nishka. Parechi Baba Tupane Naika Nishka. Shri Charana Tani Dane Dase Koropa Shri Charana Tani Dane Dase Koropa Goranga Karuna Koro Dina Ina Jane Mosamo Patita Prabhu Naichi Bhuvane. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasaranupa Krishna Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasir Anubha. Patana Karaye Sada Narottam Patana Karaye Sada Narottam Koranga Karuna Koro Dinaina Rane Mosamu Patita Prabhu Naichi Bhuvane.
One more time.
Koranga Karuna Koro Dinaina Jane Samupatita Prabhu Naichi Bhuvane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Together.
Goranga Karuna Koro Dina hina jane Mosamo patita prabhu Nahi chibhuvane.
Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki, Go Premanandi. Thank you very much. De nada. Oh yes, I need the sheets back. I'm sorry. Started out with 150. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Sweet, isn't it? Amazing bhajan. Just really. God damn. So nectar, huh?